Northumberland 89.7, committed to local news.
Sun for the next few days in the forecast. Complete weather details coming up. I'm Dan Jones with your 89.7 Truly Local News. The municipality of Brighton is expected to appoint an interim integrity commissioner and closed meeting investigator later this month. Council last night passed a motion to proceed with ADR Chambers and the Ontario Ombudsman effective June 30th and issue a 30-day termination notice to Principal's Integrity. Mayor Brian Ostrander says Principal's Integrity is retiring at the end of the year.
Principal's Integrity they are retiring at the end of the year, as I understand too.
ADR Chambers is currently being used by Northumberland County. Once municipal elections have concluded, Brighton Council will revisit its integrity commissioner. Last week, Alnwick Haldimand Township terminated its contract with Principal's Integrity while defeating a bylaw to appoint ADR Chambers. That council has until June 16th to appoint a new integrity commissioner. Meanwhile, civic leaders in Alnwick-Haldimand Township are responding to what they claim is misinformation regarding the 2026 tax levy. Confusion arose last Tuesday as to what the correct percentage increase would be, as council in February voted for 5.09%. That number was confirmed on Friday at a special council meeting in which all councillors agreed. The township says there is unverified social media claims. The tax bills are expected to be issued this week. Port Hope's fire chief says he has created a comprehensive forest fire management plan for the Ganaraska Forest. Jason Williams tells Robert Washburn of Consider This that the four-pillar plan is expected to be discussed with Port Hope Council tonight.
It is, and I say this with confidence, it is the most comprehensive wildland fire management plan in the province of Ontario. So we're able to dedicate adequate resources and time to in the development of this. And the plan touches on a number of pillars being prevention, mitigation, public education, and then operations. So it's well over 200 pages of material covering those four pillars.
The forest fire plan was 8 months in development with support from a Hydro One grant. Lakelands Public Health announces the launch of its annual beach water monitoring program June 15th through August 31st, helping residents and visitors stay safe while enjoying the region's beaches. Throughout the summer, Lakelands staff will monitor water quality at 76 municipality-owned and operated beaches throughout the region, including Northumberland County, testing water samples for E. coli bacteria, an indicator of potential contamination and increased risk of illness. New this year, Lakelands is installing updated signage to make water conditions easier to understand based on a clear three-color system. Green status means safe for swimming. Yellow status means swimming is not advised due to elevated bacteria levels that may increase the risk of illness. And red status means the beaches are closed. Swimming in contaminated water can lead to gastrointestinal illness, skin rashes, and infections to the eye, ear, nose, and throat. In sports, the Cobra Kodiaks are in Six Nations this evening, and the Jays are in Atlanta to play the Braves. If you see the news as it's happening, text or call the station on the 89.7 listener hotline at 905-372-2321. Stay tuned. Your truly local three-day weather forecast is next.
Spring is in the air, and it's a perfect time for a fresh glow. Treat yourself to a little seasonal self-care at Village Beauty Bar in Port Hope. Whether you're ready for a rejuvenating facial, a flawless nail treatment, or a relaxing spa service, we're here to help you look and feel your best. Using high-quality professional products, our team specializes in enhancing your natural beauty while creating a calm, welcoming space to truly unwind. Refresh your skin, reset your routine, and step into spring feeling confident and radiant. Visit Village Beauty Bar, 18 Ontario Street in Port Hope. Call or text 905-373-8260 to book your appointment. Village Beauty Bar, where beauty meets wellness.
Hi, I'm Sarah Jacob of SMM Law Professional Corporation. Does someone owe you money for damaging something or for purchasing something they haven't paid for? A small claims court claim may be part of the answer. Call SMM Law at 905-372-3395 or email hello@smmlaw.com. SMM Law, we are here for you.
Now here's your truly local three-day weather forecast provided by Environment Canada for Northumberland County. A few clouds tonight, low of 9, sunny for Wednesday and Thursday with highs around 24. Turn to Northumberland89.7.ca for in-depth local news coverage anytime. I'm Dan Jones.